some of the people complaining about the rules wouldn't be happy no matter what the DNR proposed. That's because they object to the very idea of training hunting dogs on captive animals, although it's a practice a strong majority of lawmakers and the governor signed on to. Lori Nitzel with the Alliance for Animals told lawmakers at a public hearing that training hunting dogs on captive animals is inhumane and at the very least puzzling. But she also objected to pieces of a DNR rules package that would let dogs chase after a confined animal for 16 hours at a time.
So much for rural solitude. 16 hours a day, there are barking dogs in these facilities.
Others spoke out against provisions in these rules that would let hunting dogs train on raccoons in rolling cages, saying it instills terror in the animals. But proponents say the rules package goes a long way to require humane treatment. For example, pens designed to let certain wild animals run around would have to be 60 acres and have escape routes. And hounds are not allowed to be released into the pens with the intent of killing the animals. Robbie Brooks with the Wisconsin Association of Sporting Dogs spoke in favor of the plan.
There's been some testimony about the sportsmen not caring about the animals, which is absolutely ridiculous. I believe that the sportsman probably cares more about the animals than most people.
While the law allowing this type of training is already on the books, the DNR rules package still needs final approval. Lawmakers held off on voting on the package at their hearing last week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.